Okay, pastiching Gounod. Stephen Osborne was the pianist playing A la manière de Chabrier, with a few quotations from Gounod's Faust, by Ravel. I'm John Shea, and I'll be starting through the night at 12:30 with a complete performance of Beethoven's Fidelio. That's in an hour and a half from now. Now, though, it's just after 11, and it's time for the first Late Junction of this week with Fiona Torkington.
Oh, And welcome to the club, Mr. Wagner, says Berlin drummer Eric Schaefer, whose love of Wagner led him to making his album Who Is Afraid of Richard W. From that album, that was the Tannhäuser Overture. And with Eric on the album is trumpet and flugelhorn player Tom Arthurs. Volker Meitz is on keyboards and John Eckhart on bass. And one of the reasons I'm opening a new Late Junction week with that is because it's Wagner week on Radio 3, so I've got a few more unusual takes on Wagner throughout this week. Welcome to Late Junction, of course. I'm Fiona Talkington with you till 12:30. Since I was last with you, we've very sadly lost musicians I'd like to pay tribute to tonight. The trailblazing guitarist Bob Brosman at the age of 59, and the passionate, much-respected composer Steve Martland, who was only 53 when he died on the 6th of May. In 2008, Bob Brosman played at the Musicport Festival in Bridlington, where Max Reinhardt interviewed him. "I'm keeping busy while I'm young," said Bob to Max, trying to slow down. And then Bob proceeded to wow the audience, as ever, with his mixture of national resonator and Hawaiian guitars, charango and chaturangi. Here he is with Rattlesnake Blues, followed by Hawaiian Heatwave.
So I'm going to start out with G, the people's key. Every man around the world. I ain't never had one job in my life. I just keep rolling around the lonesome world. You don't know. Oh, mama, you don't know my mind. Oh, well. Oh, my darling, well, you don't know my mind. You can look at all my airplane tickets, but you never know where I'm going. Found nobody in this world who's as sweet as my wife is with me. I throw your arms around me. Oh, mama, like a circle all around the moon. Throw your arms around me. Oh, mama, like a circle all around the moon. I throw your arms around me, baby. Oh, like a little circle all around the moon. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. All around the world, the guitar traveled with colonialism, and local people sometimes picked up the guitar and it didn't have any instructions. So they started tuning the strings until it sounded good. And very quickly realized that this way is up, this way is down, and as long as you're a nice guy, you usually get a good note. So I'm going to go back, way back to a little bit of Polynesian blues for you now. A little bit of acoustic time travel, back 100 years. It works on an oscillation principle. Almost, almost. All right, here we go. We're going back 100 years. That's 66 years, 8 months, 21st of the month, 4:20 in the afternoon. That's 100 years. Let's speed it up for the young people now. A million a, million a hoi. She was lovely, honey, la mama, 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 eh. A million a cabo in the lome, 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 ea. A million a way, million a hoa, a wee, ea. So, but I wanna laugh. A million a. Play for it now. Ha ina iya mai ana kabuana. She would look at honey la mama 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 yeah. A million a couple in the lame 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 yeah. Oh, you know you might. And a couple of anna. A million a couple in the lame 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 yeah. Thank you.
The one and only Bob Brosman, recorded by Radio 3 at Musicport in Bridlington in 2008. Bob died last month, and I know many of you will have memories of him playing in the UK and beyond. My particular memories of him are a wonderful concert at LSO St Luke's in London and also at WOMAD in Reading. listening to him there playing one night as the sun was setting. He loved Hawaiian music and he hated rock, saying it was the most boring beat ever conceived by man. And he loved playing with musicians wherever he went. "I'm just a travelling musician," he said, "a working guy."
Thank you.
Well, I couldn't resist playing you that. That's from my favourite Bob Brosman collaboration with Takashi Hirayasu from Okinawa. And that's from their first album they made together, Jinjin Firefly. That was Balsam Flower. The ship sailing through the night relies on the North Star, and our parents are looking after us. Now, Yugoslavia from 1964, and a singer called Muharrem Zebajovski. Ramu, Ramu, he sings. When I met my friend, it was the happiest day, but then fate took him away, and now I live in the darkness, and I call out, come back. Ramu from 1964. That's from a compilation CD called Gypsy Pop Songs from Tito's Yugoslavia, and there are lots of interesting gems amongst all of that. That singer was Muharrem Zebajovski with his ensemble Medacuna. 72 years old today is Martin Carthy. Hey, happy birthday, Martin. This is a song which was made famous originally by the woodcutter, hop picker, poacher and marbles champion George Maynard. It's called Locks and Bolts.
'Twas over the hills, it was over the hills. 'Twas over the hills and the valleys, where my true love was kept from me, quite out of spite and malice. I went down to her father's house, inquiring for my jewel. They answered me, she is not at home, she is at her uncle's housekeeping. So I went down to her uncle's house, inquiring for my jewel. They answered me, she is not here, which proved to my heart so cruel. This fair maid, hearing of his voice, put her head out of the window. She says, my dear, you're welcome here, but locks and bolts do hinder. He stood a moment all in amaze, all in amaze and wonder, till straight he drew, in a passion flew, and the door he broke asunder. Her uncle's servant he been at home, soon after he did follow. He said, young man, you must quit this room, or in your own blood wallow. He took his true love all by her hand, and his sword all in the other. He said, if you have more right than I, take one and fight the other. So now this couple are in wedlock joined, they do adore each other. They oft time think all of that day when the door he broke asunder.
Martin Carthy from 1976 singing Locks and Bolts. Martin was 35 then, he's 72 today. And I think that Martin's excellent Desert Island Discs programme is still available online. Check that out via the Radio 4 website. It was such a shock to hear of the death of composer Steve Martland a few weeks ago at the age of just 53. Tom Service wrote such a nice piece in The Guardian about him. Steve, he said, was an inimitably brilliant, charmingly provocative and musically and physically unmistakable presence on the new music scene. It's hard to believe that he's not around anymore. What's to be done? Celebrate his music, revel in it, listen to it, play it, and enjoy its life-affirming expression of righteous anger and joy, intensity and energy. This is Steve's Thistle of Scotland from the album Horses of Instruction.
Thank you.
Bartók finds such depth and beauty in the viola, in the slow movement from his viola concerto. That was one of the last pieces he wrote, leaving just sketches behind, which were then completed. And the piece was originally commissioned by the Glasgow-born viola player William Primrose. Kim Kashkashian was playing it there with the Netherlands Radio Chamber Orchestra conducted by Petter Utvash. And before that, Steve Martland's Thistle of Scotland, played by the Steve Martland Band. And I've got more music by Steve Martland, who died a few weeks ago during this week. Also this week, here on Late Junction, I've got a guest on Thursday. Six Music's Stuart McConey will be joining me to choose some music for the programme, which is a sort of return match after my visits to his show, The Freakier Zone. So I think you'll find his choices quite intriguing on Thursday here on Late Junction. I was at the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra's Tectonics Festival in Glasgow 10 days or so ago. It was really great to see so many people there enjoying new commissions, the presence and the music of Alvin Lucier, and some great times in the old fruit market with musicians such as Hilda Guðnadóttir, Oren Ambarchi and Aidan Moffat. On the first night of the festival, out of the darkness in the fruit market, we were all absolutely entranced by Hannah Tulicki's project Voice of the Bird, which includes birdsong recorded by Jeff Sample.
Eat chicken, eat chicken, eat chicken, eat chicken.
Well, as you can hear, that was much enjoyed by all. Part of Hannah Tulicki's Voice of the Bird, which included Birdsong, recorded by Jeff Sample. And the music was recorded by Radio 3 just over a week ago in the Old Fruit Market in Glasgow as part of the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra's Tectonics Festival. Later on that same night, we heard some new collaborations as part of the festival, including Hildur Guðnadóttir and Orin Ambarchi. And I'll be playing you some of Orin's music tomorrow night here on Late Junction. Robert Walby was there for Radio 3's Here and Now. You can catch last week's programme on the iPlayer still. This Saturday's programme includes Alvin Lucier's Slices for Cello and Orchestra and Still Lives for Piano and Oscillators, and Yanko Dumitrescu's Elan and Permanence with Stephen O'Malley as a guitar soloist there. And you can also get a little taste of the Asparagus Piss Raindrop performance. They describe themselves as crypto-conceptual science fiction anti-band, and they took over quite a lot of the spaces in City Halls and were well worth seeing. So I think you'll find there are some photos on the Radio 3 website as well. So that's Here and Now this coming Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock, and there's more music the following Saturday on Here and Now as well. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. Aida Nadim grew up in Iraq. She was really interested in classical music and she learned to play the bassoon. And she was a big fan of Stockhausen's music and she played with Iraq's symphony orchestra. She then moved to Denmark and she studied at the Academy of Music and began to use traditional Iraqi texts to develop her own music in another direction. Here she is from her album Beyond Destruction. أحبائي برمش العين أفرشوا درب عودتكم برمش العين وأحضروا جرحكم وألموا شوكة That's the song I'm currently exploring different versions of, so I'm always glad to get your suggestions, particularly if you can come up with some more unusual versions. That was Jamie Woon singing Wayfaring Stranger, following Aida Nadim and Ahlam from her album Beyond Destruction. And I should say thanks to Nick Luskin, by the way, because he was the very first person ever to introduce me to Jamie Woon's music. Nick's Late Junctions from last week, by the way, are still on the BBC iPlayer. Do drop me an email with your Wayfaring Stranger suggestions. It's late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Now, back in the day, I was sitting in Radio 3's Continuity studio and presenters Verity Sharp and Tommy Pearson were in Birmingham. And I'd say, now on Radio 3, it's time for the Music Machine. And this music would play Steve Martland's Principia. Steve Martland's brilliantly witty Principia, which was used in the 1990s as the theme tune to Radio 3's youth music programme, The Music Machine, which was presented by Tommy Pearson and Verity Sharp. And soon after that, Verity and I were very proud to launch Late Junction. You know, that was 13 and a half years ago. Well, even longer ago, 1940, it's autumn in Chicago, and this is the Duke Ellington Band with Johnny Hodges on sax, exploring all the sensuality of Warm Valley. Mm-hmm. 3 minutes of loveliness. Duke Ellington's Warm Valley. Johnny Hodges on sax and Rex Stewart on cornet, recorded in Chicago in 1940. And if that's smooth and smoochy, then this is earthy and gritty. The Ethiopian Chista Street Band and singer Misrak Mamu with their version of an old hit, Gizyebi Yase Yegnem, Time Convinces Me. That was Vienna Pig Race by Tim Perkins, following Ethiopian street band Amisrak Mamu and the Chista Band. I open the programme tonight with Eric Schaeffer's jazz version of the Tannhäuser Overture. Well, this is Yuri Kane's version from his album Wagner and Venice.
Thank you.
Well, that was all about the beauty of snow. The band Schlager with singer Camilla Granlien. Following in our Wagner Week here on Radio 3, Uri Kane's version of the overture Tannhäuser. And with that, it's just about time for me to go. I'll be back tomorrow night at 11. I hope you can join me. I often find that Al Bowley says things so much better than I can, so I'll let him say goodnight.
Say good night to you. The moon is murmuring above. Tomorrow is another day.
I'm John Shea, and welcome again to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Filling the first 2 hours of this morning's programme is Beethoven's Fidelio, recorded at the Royal Opera House Covent Garden in April 2011. Beethoven wanted to follow the three other composers who'd recently set the libretto under its original title Leonora, or Conjugal Love. But the Theater an der Wien insisted, to avoid confusion, his version was to be called Fidelio, the man's name under which Leonora disguises herself to work in the prison where her husband Florestan is unjustly held. Her boss's daughter, Marcellina, begins the opera by quarrelling with her suitor, Giacchino. He's jealous because she's fallen for Fidelio, who's working for her father, Rocco. The opera's famous quartet sets their conflicting feelings against Rocco's hopes for a match between Fidelio and his daughter. He warns them that a happy marriage needs money behind it. Fidelio asks to accompany his next visit to the cells in the hope of finding Florestan. A march heralds the arrival of the evil Don Pizarro. He's warned of an inspection by the minister and resolves to kill his unjustly held prisoner, although Rocco refuses to help. Leonora overhears and swears revenge. She persuades Rocco to let all the prisoners out temporarily into the daylight. Pizarro is furious when he discovers them, but Rocco claims he did it for the king's name day, and besides, their most valuable prisoner is still safely locked up. Elizabeth Watts is Marcellina, Stephen Abel is Giacchino, Kurt Rudel is Rocco, and Nina Stemmer is Leonora in Act One of Fidelio.
Thank you. wer könne vertraulich plaudern?
Es wird ja nichts Wichtiges sein, ich darf bei der Arbeit nicht zahlen.
Ein Quätschende, trotzige Du.
Sprich nur, ich höre dir ja zu, ich höre dir ja zu, ich höre dir ja zu.
Wenn du mir dich freundlich erblickest, so bring ich kein Wörtchen hervor.
Wenn du dich mich nicht schickest, verstoßen.